The systems are decades old and have long been plagued with issues. That came into focus when applications flooded the unemployment site at the start of the pandemic. The state also later found that in 2020, it paid nearly $140 million in fraudulent claims due to technical issues and loosened federal eligibility guidelines. But Labor Secretary Amber Schultz says the site will soon be easier to navigate, with more modern features and added cybersecurity.
We're going to use plain language so you don't have to be an attorney to figure out how to apply for unemployment insurance.
The site and department phones will be down for the overhaul starting Wednesday. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.